Well, nobody should be shocked at this, and it just goes to show you that having the trial for the 9/11 conspirators in New York is just absolutely insane. This is from the AP. Five men facing trial in the September 11th attacks will plead not guilty so that they can air their criticisms of the U.S. foreign policy, the lawyer for one of the defendants said. Scott Fenstermaker, lawyer for accused terrorist, gee, I hope I don't butcher his name here, like he butchered all those people in the Twin Towers, Ali Abid El Aziz Ali, I think I said that wrong, but I don't care, said the men would not deny their role in the 2001 attacks, but would explain what happened and why they did it. The U.S. Justice Department earlier this month said that Ali and four other men accused of murdering nearly 3,000 people in the deadliest terrorist attack in the U.S. will face a civilian trial just blocks from the site of the destroyed World Trade Center. Ali, also known as Ammar al-Balikchi, is a nephew of the professed 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Mohammed, Ali, and the others will explain their assessment of American foreign policy, the lawyer said. Their assessment is negative. Gee, I'm shocked by him saying that. This is absolutely insane. Not only is the Justice Department holder, Barack Obama, and that whole administration absolutely nuts for allowing this, it's a shame if the networks that are covering the story absolutely air everything these people say, and they will. They will put every word that these lunatics say on the air. It'll inundate the news media, and those Islamic fundamentalist nutcases out there that want to do more damage to the North American continent, the U.S., or anybody that doesn't believe in what they believe in, will be pumped right up. It's like a rally call for all of them. So shame on anyone who thinks that this 9/11 trial is a good thing to happen in the U.S. Let them have their military tribunal. They wanted to plead guilty and then put them all out in front of the firing squad. In fact, I'll even volunteer to be part of that firing squad. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.